And now I bring my friend on, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm just so excited to hear what you have to say. Why is it that you're always right? It's amazing.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you're very kind. Well, tell me what you think about all this. And you, by the way, I don't believe this is the end of the beginning. I think it's a screw-up, or let me put it more politely. I think it's a trip. I think it's a fumble. I think we can, you know, regain our composure here, but I don't believe in cheerleading this either.
Well, the best thing, and really what should have been done, is that we would at least just leave well enough for 2 years, end of sentence. Because under this bill, spending will go up. And that was a referendum of the results of the election. Spending should not go up, but spending will go up under this bill, both with extending the unemployment benefits, but also when we lower the employee share of payroll taxes. My understanding is that the employer share will not go down. And so that will be good for people's paychecks going home. But remember, this is the first year that the federal government is spending more than they're taking in on Social Security. So what this means is that we're going to be adding to the deficit of the Social Security Trust Fund. So very quickly, you're going to hear calls, I believe, to increase taxes on the employer's share of payroll taxes. And in the alternative, they're going to call for lifting the income tax cap on payroll taxes on the so-called wealthy. And if that happens, Mark, it'll be permanent. So I think what we will likely see, I'm a former federal tax lawyer, I think this is what we're going to see happen, because he is all about class warfare. He can't stand whatever the rich are paying. It's not enough. And so what he's going to do, I believe, if this bill goes through, is immediately call for tax increases on the wealthy, just in another form.
I think you're right. And now the wealthy will be anybody that earns over, or any family. Not, excuse me, anybody who earns over $110,000 or $112,000 a year, because that's pretty much where the cap is on Social Security right now.
That's right.
So now the rich will be about $112,000, give or take, thousand, and this is what they constantly do. So what they want, Michelle, I think you're exactly right. I think this is a setup. I think it's a setup for the next election, too. Everybody said, well, we'll be able to fight them back. Well, we want to fight them on our ground, not their ground all the time. And I think you're exactly right. Then they're going to put the VAT tax in the mix. So it's, excuse me, all these taxes, all these claims be representing the little people, when in fact we can draw a line right now and fight this out right now.
Well, that's right, because I watched the president's press conference afterwards. He was highly partisan, bitter, angry. He made contradictory statements. He made odd statements. He said, for instance, and I wrote him down, quote, the Republicans want to end middle-class tax cuts. I thought, are you kidding me? The Republicans want to end middle-class tax cuts? He said that it's his job to grow the economy. He made one kind of odd statement after the other, and he said that Republicans oppose various credits for the middle class. Those are flat-out lies. And then he said that it is our holy grail to be able to stand for tax cuts for the wealthy. And so he is continually setting up what you first called Marxist economics. You were the first one to do that. And so he's going to continue. He's already laid out his game plan for the next 2 years. He's going to drive harder on this class warfare argument. And I think a lot of people are going to get really tired of him, because he's supposed to represent all Americans, not be about punishing success. And that really does get tiring after a while, to hear someone continually punish success.
And while he's punishing success, he's destroying jobs. And that's why it's crucial to have an articulate, conservative, confident candidate for president who can stand toe-to-toe, look him in the eye and say, you know what? We're not talking about tax cuts for the rich. We're talking about creating jobs, which you seem to know
how
to destroy.
You're right, because he's trying to set it up to make it sound like the Republicans want to lower the tax rates for people who are millionaires sitting in leather chairs, smoking cigars, and lighting them with $100 bills. That's the fiction that he's trying to create. When instead, we're thinking about a guy who lives in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who's a carpet layer, and employs his brother-in-law and his son, and they gross $250,000 a year. Those are the people we're talking about, and those are the people who are going to have to stop offering health insurance, who are going to have to not hire the fourth guy in the business.
Let me ask you a question. Has Obama proposed, you're in Congress, a bill to increase taxes only on billionaires?
No, he has not.
Why not? I mean, if that's his obsession, because he wants to catch all the people who earn $200,000 and $250,000, because they can't make enough just taxing billionaires.
That's right. Do you remember that? We had that debate probably 18, 20 months ago when they were talking about the health care bill and the stimulus and all that. And what we were going to have to do with tax rates, they could not pay for the health care bill with the so-called wealthy. They had to come down to the people who are making $60,000, $30,000 in order to be able to pay for it. It's all
so why? So, but there are ways to expose this man and to exploit his propaganda. Where's your billionaire tax proposal, Mr. Obama? You keep talking about Republicans wanting tax cuts for billionaires. Where is it? And by the way, who controls Congress right now?
That's right.
They do.
The Democrats do.
Okay,
yeah,
well, if they don't like this, then why don't they go ahead and pass a bill right now that raises taxes on little businesses that make $200,000 to $250,000 a year? Why don't they go ahead? Because the Democrats are opposed to this, many of them.
That's right. And they have controlled this place for 4 years. They could have done that. And in the last 2 years, they most certainly could have done this. There's no reason why he couldn't have gotten his, quote, tax cut on or tax increase on the rich in the last 2 years. He most certainly could have. But he knows. It's interesting. He continued to contradict himself because on one hand, he said that his economist told him what a great deal this is. This will create jobs and grow jobs. And on the other hand, he kept saying this was all about the Republicans getting their holy grail about keeping the wealthy's tax rates low. Well, I have news for you. The wealthy's tax rates aren't low. Nobody's tax rates are low. They're way more than we should be paying. And the problem is because government is spending ridiculous, never-before-seen amounts of money.
And we're talking to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. You know, the other point is, whatever the tax rates are, it doesn't stop him from spending because he doesn't care that he creates these massive deficits. That's another crucial point in my view, that there's no relationship anymore between revenue and spending. They are trying to drive down this society and create a new one, so they don't really give a damn, frankly, what the tax rates are. You know why they're hung up on this? Because they're ideologues. And class warfare is his holy grail.
And remember, for 4 years, they beat their chest and bragged about how great they are on PAYGO. What they're going to do is they're either going to raise taxes or they're going to cut spending to pay for their bills. They were liars. They didn't do that for the last 4 years. And in this particular proposal now, there is no pay for. They're proposing all this increased spending, but they aren't finding any way to pay for it.
By the way, can we hold you over to the next segment?
Sure.
I want you to think about something. Can't let the Republicans off the hook either. I mean, I've got a piece here, October 1st, 2010, Bloomberg report. We have the Republican pledge to America to cut $100 billion from discretionary spending. Well, if Republicans vote for this deal, which increases spending $100 to $200 billion, or $150 to $200 billion, I'm told, well, then we got a hell of a lot of cutting to do next year, don't we, Congresswoman? When we come back, I will wait for... Yeah. Well, let me... I want to give you a chance to respond. Think about that after this break, okay? And we'll be right back with Michelle Bachmann. You know, Michelle Bachmann is not only a leading conservative voice and so damn smart, but she's my friend, Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, Congresswoman Person Man. Now, this Bloomberg, I read the pledge. Well, I don't need it from Bloomberg report, but there was a pledge that the Republicans were going to slash $100 billion from the federal budget next year. So I guess now they're going to have to slash a quarter of a trillion dollars, huh? Something.
Well, Well, that's right. It makes the climb even that much more difficult if that is the case. And, of course, President Obama, again in his press conference today, was kind of licking his chops with the fight. He said he relishes watching the Republicans have to cut. Now, think of this. You said this before the break. He's the man that overspent to the tune of nearly $3 trillion, and now we're the evil ones? Because we the Republicans, are trying to figure out ways to cut. He has to own this spending. He has to own it. Because what it means is all of us now are forced to pay for it, to pay for the nonsense on the stimulus. And by the way, there in this deal, and of course no one has seen it on paper yet, in this deal, he's extending parts of the 2009 stimulus bill.
Yep.
Now that's ridiculous. To
we are giving tax payments to people who don't pay federal income taxes.
That's exactly right. 47% of the people don't, and of course the answer is everybody needs to participate at some level. We have to broaden the tax base. In other words, everybody needs to participate because everybody benefits by a military roads and a court system. At some level, we need to broaden it, and we need to flatten the tax rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about battling this guy on his agenda, too, and I think an articulate conservative who can speak in complete sentences, who's confident about his or her viewpoints, can take this guy very easily, take him down from a philosophical and political point of view. But we need to make sure we have such a person. And here's the thing. His massive spending, the people are already rejecting it. The people are ahead. We need to follow the people and stop telling the people what to think.
Well, that's right. And I think that what we should not indulge ourselves in is a parlor game of who is our nominee going to be for 2012, because I think the person needs to be, number one, somebody who understands the times. Number two, somebody who knows what to do. And number three, they have to have extraordinary political courage, because it's going to take great boldness to undo a lot of what Obama and Pelosi and Reid have done. But beyond that, I think what we need to do for the next 12 months is continue to make the narrative and the case for why President Obama cannot be a second-term president because of all the damage that he has done, is doing, and will do to the economy. And number two, he has put the American nation, our people, in a much greater place of vulnerability on foreign policy from a national security perspective and vulnerability to terrorism. I think we need to make that two-pronged case over the next 12 months. Then I think once we establish that narrative, our nominee will bubble to the surface, and I think that we will have set the agenda then for 2012.
Well said. Michelle Bachmann, I have to go. Thank you for taking time to come on the show, and keep up the good fight. You're terrific. God bless you, my friend.
Always a privilege, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back.